Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
Successors, what is going on? Welcome to another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. As always, we just love to bring you great and quality content. And today we're going to shake things up just a little bit. Today I want to give you our first Financial Friday. That's right, our first Financial Friday. And today I want to just come from a different angle. And I want to talk with you about seven baby steps from good old Uncle Dave Ramsey. Before we had Money Talks with Will Cyrus on episode 131. I'm going to add that down in the show notes. But today I want to come at you with a different approach, because the purpose of this podcast is to make sure that we provide quality content and tangible self-help strategies for success. Success strategies. So today I was just thinking that I'm wanting to get my finances in alignment. What that means is eliminating all debt, credit cards, car note, student loans, all those things. And I'm sure many of you, if you haven't thought about it yet, you're going to think about it in the future, because you're going to say to yourself, well, I want to have financial freedom. And as I'm getting older, because I'm a millennial, 31 years of age, and I'm getting to the place just like many of you where I'm like, man, I want to have a house that I can purchase. I want to have a car that's paid off. I want to be in a position to where now I can put money back for my kids. I want to have a dog named Scruffy. I want to have a white picket fence. I want to get a wife. I want to be married. I'm talking about big married. Not little married, big married. Right? And some of you on the other end of this podcast, and you're shaking your head, you're like, yes, John, I'm with you. I'm right there with you. So today I want to give you a tangible strategy to help get you there. But before we even get into today's content, I just want to say really quickly that if you haven't taken the time, I would encourage you just to subscribe to the podcast. We're on iTunes, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Stitcher, we're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, just basically where any podcasts are streamed. Subscribe, right? And then after you hear the episode, you're like, man, this was good, I'm rocking with this, then I would encourage you to leave a helpful rating review. Because of your support and because of your helpful ratings and your helpful reviews, you've allowed us to continue to move up the charts. And by us moving to the charts, now we're able to expand impact and help add value to more millennials, help add value to other non-millennials, so that we all can continue to grow together. We can progress in this life together. So friends, don't be selfish with the content. Don't be selfish with this information, because if you know that it can help somebody else out, I would encourage you to share that. Cool? All right, let's go and get to today's content. First and foremost, the first step that Dave Ramsey says in his seven baby steps, because there's going to be seven of them, the first step he says is to put back $1,000. That's what he calls the beginner's emergency fund. $1,000. I know what you're thinking. You're like, John, that's a lot of money. And I'm supposed to put it back and not spend it. I know how you feel. I just got my income tax in. I know how you feel. But however, in order for us to create new habits and create a better understanding of finances, we have to first begin to shift the way that we've handled finances in the past. Some of you might say, John, that's not my problem. I'm good on finances. Well, I commend you, but everybody isn't that great. So he's telling us first we got to put away $1,000 so that we can save. This is the beginner's emergency fund is what he calls it. So that's how we start. Just have a little nest egg, you know. Second, he says, boom, you have to pay off all debt except for the house. He said pay off the credit card debt, pay off the car note, pay off the student loans, pay off your Nordstrom's credit card, pay off your Neiman Marcus, all that. Pay all that off. And this really hit me in a very real place, because I just got my income tax check back and I'm looking at that money and I'm like, man, I can buy this, I can buy that, I can go to the mall, I can buy this. Well, not really at the mall, but I was talking about buying some other stuff. And then my girlfriend was like, well, why don't you just go ahead and just pay off that credit card? I was like, no, I don't think I want to do that. She's like, well, you should just go ahead and pay that. I was like, But that's a lot of money. I don't know if I want to do that like that. Gritting my teeth, I paid it off. And she's like, you should be happy. Don't you feel good? And I was like, no, I actually feel sick because I just paid off that credit card. And I would have got it paid off eventually, but I didn't want to just pay it off right now. So we have to pay off our debt. Some of you out there, you might be debt-free, but some of us, we're continuing to pay these late fees. We're continuing to pay this interest, and we're spending more money, and we forgot what we even charged on that card. So step number two, pay off all debt. Number three, after you paid off all the debt, now we're coming back, we're saving. We already created the discipline to save the $1,000. Now we're saving 3 to 6 months of expenses for emergencies. This is from people who might be like, John, well, I was trying to get another job. Well, now you got 3 to 6 months to figure it out. You're like, man, I was moving to a different state, different city. Now you have 3 to 6 months to get it figured out. While you're Ubering, meantime, between time, while you're doing a side hustle, meantime, between time, you're giving yourself space and time to make up for whatever could potentially have been lost by saving that 3 to 6 months rent. Not 3 to 6 months rent, but 3 to 6 months of expenses. Number four, he says, invest 15% of your income for retirement. Some of you might have this exquisite lifestyle. Some of you might like sipping out of pineapples with the little umbrellas, drinking pina coladas. You got to put some money back for that. You got to be in a position to where you can do that on a beach somewhere. So Dave is saying, invest 15%. Just 15%. You still have 85%. Invest 15, right? One thing that I've seen to be really beneficial, just as I get checks, I just have a direct deposit set up and I have it split to where a certain percentage, like 10%, goes to one account, another 15 goes to a different account, and then the last lump sum, I take that and I pay my bills with that. And whatever's left over, that's what's left over, but I already saved in two different accounts, and then I already now have the lump sum to where I'm not seeing the larger sum of money, right? I don't have to worry about spending it all because I already put some to save. And that's what's really important. Number five. Before we get to number five, I want to encourage you, if you're on Twitter, use the hashtag SYSPodcast. Let's mention Dave Ramsey, right? And at Jonathan J. Speaks. We're going to tweet him. We're going to get him a tweet back. So let's tweet at Dave Ramsey. And then use the hashtag SYSPodcast and tell him which one of these steps is your favorite. Say, Dave, I heard Jonathan talking about this. This is my favorite step. Just so we can let Uncle Dave know that we're rocking with him, right? Okay, number five, save for your children's college. A lot of us might have kids already, or some of us are planning to have kids. Our children, planning to have children. And the worst thing possible, I feel, would be my children telling me, Dad, I want to go to college. I want to go to school. And I'm like, you can't go to school out of state. It's like, Dad, why not? And I'm like, I don't have the money to send you out of state. And then these kids are like, oh, but Dad, I was an AB student. You know, I did good, but I couldn't get all A's. So I only get partial scholarship. Dad, I'm going to have to go to community college. Dad, I'm going to have to go here. Dad, I'm going to have to go there because you can afford to send me to a four-year university, the one I want to go to. Imagine your children looking you in the face and you telling them that. That would break my heart. So step five, we have to save for our children's college, making sure that they get the opportunities to get what Inky Johnson calls the great equalizer, that's education. After we began to do that, then boom, step six, we pay off the house. Step two, we paid off all our debt. Now, step six, we pay off the house. because we know this is probably one of the most expensive debts or one of the highest consistent bills. It's that house note. So get that paid off. And then number seven, we build wealth and we give. Imagine what that could be like. Having financial freedom. I know you all are like me because y'all are the successors and you want great things in life. You don't want to walk around having all this debt weigh you down. You don't want to be worried about, every time I get paid, I got to put this on student loans. Oh, man. I got to put a whole check on student loans. Oh, man. You want to be in the position to where you can invest in your personal development. You want to be in a position to where you can invest in family vacations. You want to be in the position to where you have money to play with, to where you can buy stocks, you can buy bonds, you can diversify your portfolio. But these are things we can't even begin to talk about until we get debt free. Some of you might be rocking like John Wayne, but I heard everything you just said, and I don't agree with some of those steps that Dave Ramsey said. If you don't agree, great. Tweet me at Jonathan J Speaks using the hashtag SYS podcast and tell me what strategies you've seen to be beneficial, because I want to know what strategies you use, because I'm trying to grow as well and I'm not above reproach. I don't have all the answers. I just wanted to share this information so somebody out there who wasn't even aware that there was seven steps that Dave Ramsey had, they weren't even thinking about paying off their credit card debt. They weren't even thinking about debt, period. They just got their income tax, and they're like, I'm about to cash it out, John. I don't care what you're talking about. I just want you to be able to, I don't want you to be able to say, I didn't have the information. So therefore, that's why I'm sharing this, just so we can become more aware. Now we can reach out to a financial advisor like a Will Cyrus. Now we can reach out to different people who are budget experts, different people who are helping us pay off this debt, because I'm not trying to be in debt forever. And like I said, I paid off one credit card and I'm working on paying off this other one just so I can eliminate that and I can move on to the next thing. And the plan for me is to double up on the car payment, baby. Just get it paid off. So that way I can begin to focus on, that house that I want to have. I want to get married. I want to have kids. And I don't want to bring just a big old ugly mortgage note into a marriage, into my family. That's not for them to worry about. This was my debt, not theirs. So I don't want them to have to worry about it. But friends, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. If you felt that today this episode was helpful, I would encourage you just to subscribe. And then if you really feel led, if the spirit leads you to leave a helpful review or a rating, please do that so we can move up the charts. And we can add value to more people everywhere, because the podcast is now expanding. Where people in China are rocking. People in England are rocking. People in Ethiopia are rocking. So thank you all across the globe. And thank you everybody who's been sharing the podcast. If you know somebody who needs this message, I would encourage you to share this link with one person. Share this episode with one person. Or if you're like, John, I'm not going to do that, but I will post it on my Instagram. Screenshot the episode, post it on IG. Tag me at Jonathan Jones Speaks. Or on Twitter, tag me at Jonathan J Speaks. And I would love to retweet you. I would love for people to know that you're rocking. And I would even love to hear what was your favorite of the seven steps. Just so that people know that I need to change something. That my relationship with money has not been healthy. So therefore, I'm going to take hold and take action of my finances today. I'm going to take hold and take action of my debt today, and I'm going to eliminate it so that I can live a free and fulfilled life. Friends, this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?